Hello, this is Rod Sloan, and welcome to the special Summer 2012 podcast. We're just a few days ahead of the start of the London Summer Olympiad. And if you're coming to London, or you're going to be watching this on the television, or online, or radio, I hope you enjoy it, and that your favourite athletes perform. I'm sure we'll find some new stars. And it's actually to do with sport that prompted me to record this current audio. Now, I know the analogy between sport and business can at one level be tenuous, maybe not work, or even a little tiresome. However, I heard an interview the other day that really got my brain racing. It was an interview on the radio with Andy Flower. Now, for those of you who don't know, Andy Flower is the coach of the England national cricket team. So he looks after the elite male cricketers in this country. You may not be familiar with cricket, but England are currently ranked the top international cricket team in Test match cricket. This is the pinnacle of cricket, the five-day game. For those people that don't understand it, how can you play cricket for 5 days and still not get a result? Yes, it's that game. Now, here's the interesting thing. In 1999, England were ranked bottom of the International League of Cricket. They just lost a home test series to New Zealand and were ranked bottom. Now, there's only about 10 teams that play international cricket, so it's a table of 10. But as we speak today, they are ranked number one in two of the three formats of the game. So Andy Flower was asked how he did this as the coach when he took over. It was interesting, his response. He said when he first took over the England cricket team, they had one of their worst ever performances. They were playing the West Indies in the Caribbean and were bowled out for 51. For those of you not familiar with cricket, an average for batting is around 350. So to be bowled out for 51 is an abject failure, a humiliation. It was interesting what Andy Flower and the team did next. He said, we were honest with each other. Honest with each other. Not in a pious way, but how good are we really? How much personal responsibility are we prepared to take? How much better can we be? So it's that level of honesty, looking deep and getting a true feedback is the key thing. And I think honesty is a key thing you need to be looking for in your business. I mean, I talk a lot about culture. And culture, you might say, what is it, Rod? A better word would be to use, how honest are we? We've seen this summer, particularly in the UK, major corporations failing and people questioning their honesty, whether they're financial institutions, whether they're providers of technology. How honest are they being? Straightforward and transparent. So that's the first thing I'd ask you to be. And the three areas you can look at that obviously that stand out if you're in sales or marketing. One of those is your revenue. You can see what the revenue figures are quite easily. Second one, perhaps a little bit harder, are the relationships between sales and marketing. And thirdly, what's working? What's not? What are you hanging on to that has a special place in your business that shouldn't any longer? Now, you might say, Rod, this is all good stuff, and I'm glad that you created this podcast, but what are three practical steps you could suggest that we could implement here at Widget International that could take us forward? So I'd like to give you three practical steps that you can use today at Widget International. The first one you need to do, I think, is collect all the information you can on revenue, not just simply what's coming in terms of the top level, but where it's coming from. What types of clients are buying from you? Who is not? Is your number one customer spending money with you this year? If not, why not? Then a second step is, I'll get your best salespeople, your best, not all of them, and your top marketing people together and ask them what's working. What does sales want from marketing? What does marketing want from sales? Honestly, one area we haven't addressed, of course, is your clients. So if you have not done this recently, I would encourage you to conduct a client survey. write to them, tell them you're going to do this, then get on the phone. I was slapping my hands there with enthusiasm. Get on the phone to them and go through a set of questions. You need to be quite, dig there a little deeper. So if they just say, well, we like dealing with Widgie International because they're nice people, why is that important? So that is the second aspect. Ask your key members of staff, ask your clients. Hey, you want to ask your suppliers. Then thirdly, write down a plan as to how you're going to get this greater honesty and get to where you want to get to. I suggest probably your key area is revenue. We've got a turnover of 2 million widgets. We want to get to a turnover of 5 million widgets, whatever a widget is in your business. So how are you going to do that? Where you are today, where you want to get to. You've got to have a plan. Not a complex, detailed, 35-page plan that nobody ever reads, but a simple, one-page plan that could go up on the wall, that's altered and monitored and updated every 30 days. Where's your plan? If it's on your computer, if it's in your drawer, it doesn't exist. Get it on the wall. That's the only place where it truly manifests itself. So, those are my three ideas. Collect information, ask your key stakeholders, and write a plan. And of course, if you want any help in doing any of those, then please drop me a line. I'd be glad to help. This is Rod Sloan, the producer of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast, wishing you a great summer.